With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. At least 56 people are now dead in the southeast following that hurricane, and the number could rise as the search continues for missing residents.
And the area is hardest hit by Helene, especially North Carolina's Buncombe County, where Asheville is. Many posting on social media heartbreaking stories of needing help. Sheriff Quentin Miller.
Not that we was not prepared, but this is going to another level.
Water rose above roofs. There's little to no power or cell service. County Manager Avril Pinder says boat rescues continue.
We are in the midst of the most significant natural disaster in our community.
In Georgia, Governor Brian Kemp says roads are blocked and they're dealing with flash floods, mudslides, and avalanches.
From a statewide perspective, this storm spared no one.
I'm Julie Walker.
Also at SRNnews.com, Donald Trump accusing Kamala Harris of being worse than incompetent in her oversight of the southern border.
There's no greater act of disloyalty than to extinguish the sovereignty of your own nation, and that's what she's done. She's ruined our nation.
Former president says leaders of other nations are sending criminals to the U.S. because of the Biden administration's liberal border policies.
Our border is open. Nobody can believe it. And I've been saying that the people coming in, you know, I know these leaders so street smart, and I would have been worse than them because actually Venezuela still has some people in their jails. I would have had everybody out into the United States. They probably ran out of buses and planes.
California Governor Gavin Newsom has vetoed a measure that would have required all new cars to beep at the driver when they speed. California would have become the first state to have such a law on the books. This is SRN News. Christian refugees are trying to get to this country.
The Pew Research Center has been tracking the paths of people who flee the nations of their birth for religious reasons. As you might expect, Jewish people who feel threatened in their homeland mostly leave for Israel. But when it comes to Christian refugees, the place they want to come is here, the United States. More than any other country or region, this country is the hoped for destination of believers fleeing persecution all around the world. Europe is a distant second. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Well, some churches launching new Christian schools on their campuses, seeking to give parents more education options that align with religious values. State school voucher programs are not the driving reason, but they are making the startup process easier. In Florida, Ohio, and several other states, there are now a greater amount of availability of taxpayer funding to pay for K through 12 private school tuition. This is SRN News. California suing ExxonMobil.
The lawsuit is for allegedly deceiving the public for half a century by promising that recycling would address the global plastics pollution crisis. It's separate from a complaint filed by nonprofit environmental organizations. ExxonMobil is one of the world's largest producers of plastics. The lawsuit alleges the company misled the public through statements and slick marketing campaigns. California Attorney General Rob Botta said less than 5% of plastics are being recycled into another plastic product in the U.S., despite being labeled as recyclable. John Scott reporting.
Well, shopping season for Medicare coverage about to begin. People eligible for the federal government's Medicare program will have from October 15th through December 7th, known as the open enrollment period, to sign up for plans to best suit the budget and health care matters. More details at SRNnews.com.